Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG, just making a video about I am the law. Well, let's go. Yeah, it seems to me there's people in the government, they think they're above the law. They could do whatever the hell they want just because they're the law, right? No, it doesn't work that way. You're not above the law. You're not judge, jury, and executioner. You're just another person that puts on their pants one leg at a time, just like me. Oh yes, fuck you people. Let's watch what I mean, right? Let's watch. Yeah, look at this shit. What the fuck's wrong with Democrats? It says Democrat judge resigns after ICE arrests Venezuelan gang member at his home. Yes, a judge thinks he could do that, right? You're not Judge Dredd, asshole. What the fuck? You're not above the law, but this cocksucker thinks he is. No, we're wrong. Yeah, don't fall for these weak people's lies. All they do is lie. Pieces of shit. They think they're above the law, but no, you're not. A Democrat judge in New Mexico resigned from his position last month after agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested an alleged Tren de Agua gang member who was living in Judge's home. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I really, really, really hate the state of New Mexico. It's a piece of shit state. It shouldn't exist. It's nothing but a mutation of Hispanic people there. Also, a mutation of white people and everything in there. It's just like a different planet. And those people have a special kind of retardation. That's just my opinion. Just don't go there. Yes, just warning you. And you'll be wondering, oh, why do you hate New Mexico so much? Because I lived there for a few years. God, oh, dark, dark days for a good old Gonzo. But I'm out of that shithole. Oh, fuck. Anyways, the arrested illegal alien entered the country by the way of Eagle Pass, Texas, before being released on immigration parole due to overcrowding. Yeah, they were crowded in prison, so why don't you release them out there in the wild, right? Fun times. The Trump administration has effectively halted the previous administration's catch and release policy, under which immigrants and asylum seekers were given court dates before being transported into the U.S. interior. Yes, dumbasses, why don't you release these predators into the wild, right? Yeah, why don't you request your free pen, numbnuts? Just saying. Federal prosecutors in the District of New Mexico, fuck New Mexico, allege that Ortega Lopez was illegally in possession of a firearm and has ties to the ultra-violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Agua. The gang, which repeatedly expanded its presence in the United States during the Biden presidency, has been designated as a terrorist organization by the Trump administration due to its extensive role in drug and human trafficking. Yeah, you know what's funny? This judge that did this is actually a Hispanic dude, and his ties are from Mexico, not Venezuela. So why is he giving quarter to a Venezuelan gang member? If you're gonna do that, why don't you do it to a Mexican gang member? Just saying. What? Yeah, you gotta protect your own trash. Why are you protecting foreign trash? Just saying. But, I don't know. Fucking people do whatever they want just because they're Democrats. The gang's criminal activities are bolstered by documented support from Venezuelan dictator, Nicolas Maduro's regime. Police arrested Ortega Lopez, hyphenated names are gay, bag, while executing a search warrant on February 28 at the home of Doña Ana County, New Mexico Magistrate Judge Joel Kano, I thought he's from Mortal Kombat, and his wife Nancy, according to the reports from Breitbart News. At a detention hearing, prosecutors previously argued that the illegal alien is a flight risk and is an alleged Tren de Agua gang member. Oh yes, numbnuts, why don't you drink that tall glass of water, you stupid shit? Kano, who served as a police officer before his time on the bench, oh man, I hope to deep fry this fucking pig, because this is a fucking bullshit move, but because I am the law, I could do whatever you want, right? Fuck you. Anyways, allowed Ortega Lopez to file a request for immigration relief using the judge's address. Oh yes, how? This guy's protecting him and I'm using him as a base of operations so I could do my degeneracy and thuggery. Good job, guy. On a side note, it says here, do you support using money from tariffs to replace income tax? That would be a good idea, but I don't trust Trump. I think he's a lying piece of shit. But, only time will tell, right? This guy is going to be a fucking wet fart. Yeah, from Biden to this guy.
Oh yes, you're going to protect us, aren't you?
No, I am pro-Israel and you suck. Whatever. Yeah, well, here's the judge piece of shit. Yeah, I thought he was a beaner like me, but guess not. He's a white boy. At least he looks white, but he's probably a mutt mix because his wife is also a mutt. I don't know. Who cares, right? Either way, this guy's a piece of shit. Look at him. He's posing with a fucking nice-ass gun. Yeah, because he thinks he's above the law. Really? No, you're not, buddy. You know what, pal? This is just an idea. Instead of resigning, you should have sucked off this fucking thing in your hand, but...
whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I thought he was a fellow beaner, because his first name is Jose. Jose is a Spanish name, but maybe his name is Joseph. Yeah, he just did it the Spanish, Jose. Yeah, like that guy named Beto O'Rourke? Yeah, his name is Robert. And he's like Irish descendant or whatever. But then he goes Beto so he could get the Spanish vote. That's probably what this dude's doing. Yeah, well, this judge reminds me. Remember the movie Idiocracy? Where that guy's, remember this dude's boss? He gets arrested for pimping? Yeah, that's how the movie started. And this guy gets frozen for what? 1,000 years? Oh, shit. Yep, the same thing with this fucking judge. Same fucking difference. Yeah, at least the judge didn't get arrested for human trafficking, right? Right? Who knows, this guy was using his home for his base of operations, so, you know, .. Chicago! Chicago? Oops, you lost, get out! Oh, I love Ace Ventura, that's a good movie. Anyways... Additional social media posts obtained by federal prosecutors shows Ortega Lopez and additional illegal aliens spending time at a shooting range. Ooh, shooting is cool. Don't you like shooting? Yes. The men appear to be in possession of multiple firearms and a sizable quantity of ammunition. Well, yes, you can't have toys without batteries, right? In one image, the illegal alien can be seen holding an AR-15 style rifle in one hand and a semi-automatic handgun with the other. Well, he didn't have a third arm, maybe he could use his dick to hold another thing, like a pistol or something, right? But who knows? Anywho, an additional video shows the Venezuelan national firing another AR-15 with a suppressor. Ooh, suppressors are fun, but super illegal, right? Huh. And a judge is there? Ooh. Prosecutors allege. Okay. He proceeded to fire the rifle until it was empty before quickly replacing it with another magazine and continuing fire. Well, yes, you know, practice makes perfect, right? Just saying. Prosecutors further recovered a number of additional firearms in neighboring home owned by Nancy Cano's daughter. Yes, I wonder if this dude is fucking this chick's daughter. Oh, I would. Yeah, wouldn't you be fucking this bitch's daughter? Yeah, you got free room and board and some pussy. Yes, what more can you want? Oh, I don't know. Maybe if I could talk right, because this shit's a tongue twister. Ortega Lopez was seen in possession of several of these firearms. Okay, no dildos? With all those weapons and shit, I'm surprised you don't have one. Okay, whatever. Anywho, the photos and the videos also show Ortega Lopez displaying Tren de Aguas gang tattoos. Oh yeah, show your Bazooka Joe tattoos. Those are fun, right? Additional photos show decapitated and mutilated bodies, prosecutors allege. Oh, you could show shit like that, but I can't call women whores? Oh, fuck you, Elon Musk. Yeah, the only reason I'm talking shit about Elon Musk is because on X, Twitter, I'm calling it Twitter, fuck X, that's something else. He Remember that video I did about women are whores? Yeah, he put up that it's hate speech and limited view and blah blah blah. Fuck you, you stupid retard. Eat my dick. After entering the United States through Eagle Pass in 2023, Ortega Lopez briefly lived in El Paso. That's another shithole. After being released from immigration custody, they should have deported him, but whatever, right? While living there, he became acquainted with Nancy Kano and started to work handyman jobs. He was probably cleaning her pipes too, right? Because I bet the judge is a cuckold. Yes, Democrats, that's what you do. You either cheaters or you're cuckolds. Fucking disgusting either way, but fuck you. Anyways, the judge's daughter later extended an offer to live in a small property behind her home in New Mexico. Yes, this guy was fucking her. I bet you $10. I bet you my right nut that this fool was fucking this bitch. I wonder what she looks like. Bet she looks like ass. Ortega Lopez is currently in the Doña Ana County Detention Center. Oh, I know that place. That place is a piece of shit. Yes. That's in Chaparral, New Mexico. That's where they put all the illegal aliens. Enjoy! Where he is charged with being an illegal alien, told you, in possession of firearms. It is unclear whether Judge Kano or his wife will be facing any charges for harboring an illegal alien suspected to be a member of a violent terrorist organization. Yes, they should be nailed to the wall, but they won't, because democracy. Oh man, fuck these people. I wish things would get better, but it won't. Yes, whatever you do, don't ever go to New Mexico. The way I would describe it is Little India. Yes, Pajitland. That's how stupid they are. Well, anyways, I better get the hell out of here because this is just pissing me off even more. And I want to do my little exit video thing. So you guys take care and be the best people you can be. Goodbye. Oh, and P.S. You already noticed that I'm fucking batshit crazy, right? So, chicken jockey. Bye-bye. I hate Jack Black. And I bet you he likes black dick. That's why his last name is Black. But anyways, I better go. Goodbye.